You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the LCMS Missouri District East Pastors Conference. Joining me at the table here, two pastors helping prepare and lead today at the conference, and a familiar voice as well, Pastor Warren Wirth from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. We usually talk on Fridays.
So usually it's Friday morning, right. And we will be back Friday morning, God willing.
Thanks be to God. And hosting this time around, the Reverend Jeremy Schultz, pastor here at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Schultz.
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you.
Good to have some time with you here. Thanks for setting aside some time here. I know it's a busy time for you being host this time around here at the Missouri District Pastors Conference, and what a great place. You have a great facility here to accommodate all the pastors. How many pastors are we expecting today at the conference?
Well, there were 137 registered, so we're really excited about that. I think
wow.
There's about 300 churches in all the Missouri district. So when you take a look at, you know, half of the district, you know,
sure.
we're pretty close there. I mean, with that many pastors being registered, it's pretty exciting.
And I understand there is another conference on the other side of the district as well for those pastors out on the west side as well.
Right.
I believe that's next week coming up.
Very good. Now, What do you do at a pastor's conference? For our listeners who aren't pastors that might like to know, what do? You get together and pastorize?
Well, it's kind of a continuing education event, really. We have speakers, and this time the principal speaker that we have is the Reverend Dr. David Schmidt, who teaches homiletics at Concordia Seminary St. Louis. Now, homiletics is preaching. So he's teaching preachers how to be better preachers, which is a timely topic, as the president of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, President Harrison, has kind of emphasized among the brothers that this is something we should work on to improve our preaching. And so hopefully Dr. Schmidt will give us lots of tips on that.
What are some of the topics that that we'll be learning from Dr. Schmidt today?
Dr. Schmidt's got a topic, as Pastor Wirth said, you know, all on preaching. So some of the topics are confessional preaching, charismatic preaching, transformational preaching, the narrative structure, transformational preaching with the image-based structure, dialogical preaching. It's pretty exciting. You know, I was thinking about this. I came back from Vicarage several years ago, my fourth year, and there was this brand new professor on campus, Dr. David Schmidt, and I got to know him a little bit, but I never had the opportunity to have a class with him. Well, then, lo and behold, I become his pastor. So, you know, I spent the first few years out in the parish just getting to rub shoulders with this phenomenal, phenomenal preacher. I can remember going out to lunch with him a couple of times, and since then, I've had vicars who have had him for classes, and I've learned so much through them from him. I'm really excited that he's going to lead us these next 2 days, like Pastor Wirth said, on the topic of preaching. I think it's going to be a great shot in the arm and a boost for all these pastors in attendance.
Absolutely. He preached last night at the opening worship service, did a fantastic job, preached on John chapter 9, the healing of the man born blind, and it was very dramatic and very moving. And, you know, as a preacher, you know, I was ordained 36 years ago, and yet you know, can you teach an old dog new tricks? But, you know, hearing him preach, and he just opened up that text in a brand new way. I don't know how you felt about that, Pastor Schultz, but, you know, hearing him preach it, I've preached that text many times before, but he just, you know, it was a whole new way to hear him do it. And it was very dramatic. His style was very dramatic. As also Pastor Michael Ziegler, when he read the gospel lesson for us as part of the liturgical worship service, also did sort of a dramatic presentation of it. And it really made it fresh and new. That's how I felt. Anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it was really fun about this, just kind of, you know, taking a shot at myself. So we had a lot of people in there worshiping, a lot of people from our congregation and from neighboring congregations. And so one of my members comes out and he just shakes my hand and he says, "Wow, Pastor," he said, "I thought you were a really great preacher." He said, "That was really great." I said, "Yeah, Jim, it really was. Thanks a lot."
What are you looking forward to learning most? I know it may be a different answer after you attend the conference, after you attend the sectionals. What are you looking forward to learning most as a pastor today out of these that Dr. Schmidt's offering?
Well, like I was saying earlier, I mean, it's a shot in the arm, but it's more than that. You know, preaching God's word, it's the main thing we get to do. I mean, we want to enact theology in the lives of people, certainly with all the pastoral care and skills, but I mean, preaching, it's kind of like the main event of the week. It's where we get to engage with the most people. So a lot of times, you know, when I'm going up there to preach, I say a prayer that I heard someone speak about this several years ago, and it was, Lord, you know, let me preach in such a way today that they remember this 10 years from now. You know, so you want to proclaim God's word and all of its truth and purity, but you want to do it in such a way that it impacts them, that it goes deep into their hearts and lives and souls and has meaning. And, you know, God's word is living and active. So you want that word to be alive and active in their lives as they go forth from pews and interact with people. And, you know, they're touching the lives and allowing God's word to work like that. I see this preaching conference as an opportunity to bring about so many different emphases and dynamics for how that is accomplished, how the preaching of God's word can be just done in such an effective way that it can make that kind of impact.
Pastor Worth, is there a particular area or particular topic that you're looking forward to or that you think will be most helpful to you?
Actually, I'm just kind of open to see what Professor Schmidt brings us, because it's all about Jesus. We know that. Every Sunday we want to bring Christ crucified and raised for the listener, so that they grow in their faith in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And yet, you know, it's telling the old story in a new way. And I think that's part of the thing. This is recent trends in preaching that Professor Schmidt is talking about. So some things that maybe we haven't thought about before, new ways to tell the story. So I'm just kind of open to what he has to say, and then you have to kind of chew on it and maybe try it out and see. But it always comes back to, you know, as Lutherans, we want to be faithful to the text. You know, as Jeremy says, you want people to remember it, but what do you want them to remember? You want them to remember Jesus. You know,
obviously,
you want to impress
absolutely.
Them with the message of Jesus, and so that, you know, when they come away, they've grown in their faith of Jesus. So it's not just, you know, wow, he was a good preacher and he told funny stories, but that, you know, this man really opened for me the scriptures, you know, kind of like the disciples after Jesus rose from the dead. You know, he opened for us the scriptures, our hearts burned within us, because now we know who this Jesus is. Now we understand what he did for us, and it means so much to me in my life with my brokenness and my hurts. You know, Jesus comes to be my Savior, the one who forgives and comforts and strengthens me. And that's something that we all need to learn again and again. And each week it's a new challenge, you know, to bring the text of God's word in such a way that it touches the hearts and lives of the people that God entrusts to our care, the sheep that he bled and died to win.
Very good. Well, I look forward to catching up with you on Friday to hear what you learned as well. Maybe you can touch base with us too, Pastor Schultz, and let us know what you learned from this conference as well, what you walk away with. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, I want to learn a little bit more about your congregations and how you think this workshop or this conference will benefit your congregations as well. Well, you are listening to His Time. We are broadcasting live from St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. We're at the Missouri District East Pastors Conference. We'll be right back right after this.
The St. Louis Area Lutheran Prayer Breakfast will be held on Wednesday, October 14th at the Orlando Events and Conference Center in Maryland Heights. Open to all, the Prayer Breakfast will feature the Reverend Greg Seltz, Speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and all who attend will receive a free copy of his book. Ticket information is online at lutheranprayerbreakfast.eventbrite.com. or by phone at 314-262-8217, 314-262-8217.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
You can be like faithful Aaron holding up the prophet's hands. Not cut out to be a pastor or missionary, you can still play an important part in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ by helping the Lutheran Heritage Foundation to translate and publish good Lutheran books for churches and missionaries around the world. Learn how you or your congregation can help provide Luther's small catechism in the Farsi and Kazakh languages at lhfmissions.org.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We are excited to walk alongside Lutheran Church Missouri Synod members and ministries as they witness and perform works of mercy and compassion around the world. Investments with LCEF provide the exceptional financial resources used daily to build faith communities and serve God's people. Our loans and ministry support services are available to LCMS congregations, schools, and organizations, as well as rostered church workers. Visit LCEF today.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the Missouri District East Pastors Conference at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. We're talking with Pastors Warren Wirth and Jeremy Schultz. Pastor Schultz is a pastor here at St. John's in Arnold and hosting the conference today. Pastor Wirth, familiar voice here at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Pastor Schultz, let's talk a little bit about your congregation here, St. John's Arnold. A long history in this area, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Dr. Walther came down, the story is told, and helped them secure their first pastor. So, yeah, it goes way back, and it's a great congregation. You know, years ago, I won't tell you how many years ago, but years ago, I was a field worker here, assigned out of the seminary. So, you know, 3 years ago, the Lord was just at work, and through somebody that put my name on the list, and I was called back here. And it's just a great congregation of God's people, faithful to His word. They love their Lord Jesus. They love each other, and they reach out in works of service.
Well, tell us about some of those works of service and how this congregation reaches out.
Yeah, well, we're really blessed with a strong vision for ministry, for how to do God's work here, for what's, you know, particular to us, such as having a Lutheran day school. That is certainly a blessing, and I know not every church is able to have one. So that's particular here, and we have 240 students from preschool through grade eight, and we certainly partner with parents in the raising of their children to be spiritual giants in an environment of academic excellence. But other things particular to us as far as our reach. Locally, we were just blessed to be able to purchase a couple of buildings right on our campus that we hope soon to deploy as St. John's Care Connections, building bridges for healing and hope and healthy living, outreach into our community, providing all kinds of services for those underprivileged. And then about 2 weeks ago, I guess, 2 weeks already, hard to believe, I just got back from helping lead a team to Honduras from our church. It's the second time as a congregation we've been down, third time for me, but we partner with Open Door Ministries there in Honduras, in Tocoa, Honduras, and they have orphanages and a home for abused girls. And so it really, by reaching out even that far, I think that it helps us do God's work here locally even better.
Very good. How do you think that the conference today, as you attend and other pastors attend the conference, how will it benefit the congregation as a whole down the road?
Well, you know, again, you know, preaching is is central to what it's all about. You know, preaching that message of Christ crucified and risen from the grave, you know, for our forgiveness, for eternal life and hope and health. So as we are blessed to stand before God's people and proclaim God's word, and they receive it and believe it in their hearts, and they take that message with them, the impact is huge. I don't know how you quantify it other than the fact that, you know, it's just, again, that word of God is living and active in the hearts and lives of the people, and they carry it forward, and they do God's work, and they're excited to be a part of his mission of redeeming mankind.
Pastor Wirth, now I know Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold is the Church of the Week this week. We're going to talk more about that later on this week, and looking forward to celebrating that, and so grateful for the partnership. How about you? How do you think what you learned today will benefit Good Shepherd as you take back what you learned today?
Well, I think as Pastor Schultz was saying, you know, preaching is what our Lord gave us to do, to proclaim law and gospel, to announce to people their the word of God's judgment of their sin, but also the message of salvation, especially that the punishment that we deserve, Jesus our Savior took for us on Calvary's cross, and his death and resurrection are the guarantee of our salvation and the certainty of our eternal life with God. And I know whatever Professor Schmidt shares with us today, and any new ideas he shares with us about how to communicate that message will benefit all the pastors individually, but then also the congregations as mm-hmm. as the pastors seek to hone their skills and be even better communicators of that message of God's grace, the word of salvation in Jesus Christ. And again, as Pastor Schultz says, you can't necessarily quantify that. And yet, you know, you realize that we all need to be renewed. We all need to be refreshed. We all need to be challenged in how we go about this. And being at the feet of a professor like Professor David Schmidt is beneficial, as also is the conversation among our brothers, whether it's, you know, regarding mm-hmm. homiletics per se, or just meeting with each other and having lunch together and talking together, because we build each other up. We need that. Mm-hmm. You know, the brotherhood is, you know, something otherwise we can all get in your own little silo and be cut off from each other and think, I'm in this all by myself, or even worse, view each other as competitors, you know, like we're the enemy or something, instead of we're brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, we're called together to serve God's people. You know, Jesus is the good shepherd. We are shepherds under Jesus, the good shepherd, and strive to be faithful shepherds under Jesus. And we want to bring to our communities the message of Christ crucified and raised, the forgiveness of sins. That's what we're here to do. And
so it's
hopefully
not
we can do that.
It's not a time of keeping score when you all come together and compare scores.
God help us. I suppose that we all have the sinful flesh, but God help us to rise above that.
No, not at all. I mean, seriously, the fellowship among brother pastors is incredible in this mm-hmm. district. It is a joy. It is always a treat to gather together and to build each other up, like Pastor Worth was saying, and to encourage each other towards faithful preaching is going to be a huge part of this the next 2 days. I mean, for us to grow and to challenge each other in good ways to feed and lead God's people.
Speaking of brother pastors, there are, I believe, if I understand correctly, two brother pastors from the Missouri District who have been raised up and called to serve as missionaries. Share with us about
yes,
those
gentlemen. Yes, we're excited about that. That was part of the worship service last night.
Sure.
Two pastors from our circuit, from the Arnold Circuit of the Missouri District, were called to foreign missionary service and were installed last night for that work. One is Pastor Dwayne Meissner, who mm-hmm. served at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Barnhart, Missouri. The other, Gary Schulte and his wife Stephanie from Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Pastor Meissner and his wife Elizabeth and their family are going to Belize, and Pastor Schulte and his family and his wife Stephanie are going to Togo.
Wow.
And it's exciting that Schulte's had actually been in West Africa before. He served there before coming back and going to seminary and attending serving at Zion Hillsboro, and now the two of them are going back to Togo and are excited about it. It's quite a thrill to us.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. It's so exciting. I mean, when we saw this happening as a circuit, we kind of all gathered together and said, guys, you know, we've got to support them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're coming not only from our district, but from our circuit. I mean, these really are our brothers. And so I know then they had to figure out, okay, who are we going to ask for support? And I know Dwayne has a lot of connections in Texas. And so Gary Schulte, I know we're going to, as a congregation, support the Schultes in Togo, and kind of like the old Together in Mission program through the Synod, we're going to be financial partners, but prayer partners, spiritual partners with them, as he's going to be there in Togo teaching at the Lutheran Seminary. Stephanie's going to be a medical missionary. And then, of course, he's going to work with pastors, too, facing the growing Muslim threat, because that part of Africa is where a lot of those bad things we see on the news are going on.
Hmm. Absolutely. And one thing I would like our listeners to remember is that if you're listening and would like a missionary to come and speak at your church, Pastor Schulte and Pastor Meissner would be happy to arrange that. They'd be glad to come and speak to your church about the work that they're called to do, and also to encourage your participation, your partnership, both in praying for them and supporting them financially. Because today, our missionaries do raise their own support.
That's right.
And so all those who are listening to this right now, I hope that you will prayerfully consider consider asking Pastor Meister or Pastor Schulte or both of them to come and speak to your congregation and the congregations in your circuit, maybe to your Lutheran Women's Missionary League meeting or something like that, because they certainly have a story to tell and deserve your support.
You can, and they are on the LCMS website, lcms.org. You can find their information there. I had the privilege of talking with the Meissner family recently. I haven't had a chance to talk with the Schulte family, but with the Meissner family on Faith and Family. And so that's in the Faith and Family archives on KFUO.org as well. If you just go back to KFUO.org and look for the Faith and Family archives, it's from just about a week ago, a little over a week ago. So check that out as well and hear their story and meet some of their family, their little ones as well. It's an exciting journey, and they both have both Dwayne and Elizabeth have an adventurous travel spirit. It's a great story. I hope take the time to go back and listen to that at your convenience. Well, with the things getting started here in just a few minutes, I see pastors coming in, and we're going to study God's Word here in just a little bit with President Hagen. Anything else about the conference day? What's first up on the list for today here in just a few minutes?
Well, first up is going to be actually an opening worship devotion, you might say, with President Hagen. So we're looking forward to that.
So as soon as we're done studying the daily New Testament reading with President Hagen, he's going to walk into the turn around and jump from the studio table here, the broadcast table, and go right into the sanctuary here and lead us in the opening devotion this morning as well. Well, it sounds like a great conference. I pray that all goes well for you today, gentlemen, as you're studying and also as you're encouraging one another, as you mentioned earlier, that iron that sharpens iron. It sounds like you have a great day ahead of you, and sounds like worship started everything off great last night as well. Now, this goes through tomorrow as well?
Tuesday noon.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time today and spending time with us, sharing with us about this conference. Any brother pastors you want to give a shout out to? We got a few seconds before we wrap up here.
I'll shout out to my associate pastor, Andy Becker. I wonder if he's listening in the other room there.
He did a fantastic job helping us get set up. He was here early this morning. I'd say bright and early, but it was still dark when he was here getting us all set up and got us all connected so that we get a nice clear signal this morning. And Pastor, anybody else you want? Pastor Worthy, anybody you want to say?
I see Pastor Hagen, President Hagen, standing right there, and Pastor Charles Schulte from St. Paul's in Otto or Imperial, Missouri. Mm-hmm. So glad to have them with us, too, and glad to be with them.
Well, very good. Thank you both, gentlemen. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte, pastor here at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Pastor Warren Worth, pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
My pleasure.
And Church of the Week. We'll talk more about that on Friday. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll study today with Pastor Lee Hagen, the president of the Missouri District. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
Jesus, the Good Shepherd, says, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. goodshepherdarnold.org.